Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision Radio Show. Today is July 6, 2016. It's 8 a.m. here on the Pacific Coast. I'm in Eugene, Oregon, and I want to thank you for joining us today. I'm very excited about today's interview. It is with a man who contacted me. He lives in Oklahoma, and his land has just been decimated by the fracking industry. He's been on a couple times. His name is Richard Arthur, and Richard, thank you for joining us. I really am excited to have you here.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you again, Lonnie.
Thank you.
I have looked forward to this interview, and for months' time, I've been accumulating some notes, and hopefully we'll get down to the bare facts of what they're really doing to us out here.
Okay. Well, look, for me, we talked about this a little bit before we got on the air. After yesterday's news, I'm practicing what I preach today. I refuse to be afraid. Like, happiness is resistance. They want us to feel miserable, and yesterday's news made me feel like I really need to talk my kids into leaving the country. I feel very serious. Like, it's not going to be fun when she ascends to the throne in the United States, the greatest power on this planet. The strong arm of the law is going to come down, I think.
Well, I knew, a while back that this lady was going to get into the office.
Me too.
I didn't like it. I didn't want to hear it, but, money talks, and you know what walks. So here they go.
So now we have to protect ourselves. Yeah. So, what information did you bring to share with us, or do you have anything specific, or do you want me just to start asking you a bunch of questions? Because we didn't really have a lot of time to prepare before the radio show.
That's all right. We have lots to talk about. One thing in particular is called the Mandela Effect.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that very recently.
We'll start off with the people that don't understand what the Mandela Effect is. It's about Nelson Mandela being brought back to life from a prison he died in. 31 years, I believe, he was in that prison, or
right.
Perhaps a bit longer. I'm not sure. But anyhow, he died. He never resurrected and came out of there. This is somebody, I don't know who they brought out of there. I don't know who the guy was, but 200 better prisoners knew that he died, saw him die. And we have had multiple, and it's creeped into the Bible, which is getting scary, and I'm not a religious man. I don't believe in organized religion. I have my own belief, okay? I don't go to church. So this is not what, this doesn't pertain to what my faith is or anything else, but what's happening in real time is starting to creep into the Bible. And I thought I'd bring bring this up for your listeners, all right? If you got a minute.
Well, I think that's because they use the Bible as an, like, they're, it's a clear manipulation. They're using the Bible and making these events happen to make people say, "Wow, look, it's prophecy. It's coming."
No. It's got nothing to do with that. They're changing the words in the Bible. This is happening in real
Richard,
life.
Richard, they've always changed the words in the Bible. That's why I personally can't abide
by
it.
No, I'm talking about the Bible I bought and the Bible I still have that I bought in 1966. The words are changing in the Bible.
Yeah, I know.
They were not written that way. This is happening in real time.
Yeah, I know. Well,
if you go, let me just give you an example.
Okay.
If you go to Exodus 34:19, Exodus 13:12, Exodus 13:15, the word womb, a woman's womb, very important vital item in a clear sense, has now been changed to the matrix.
Okay, Exodus.
That was
what?
A womb.
Exodus 13, you said.
Okay, I'll read them off again. Exodus 13:12. Exodus 13:15 and Exodus 34:19. All of these have been changed where that the word once said the womb has been changed to the matrix. It didn't just happen when you bought the Bible. It's happened since I bought the Bible. I wrote footers on the side of the Bible. I know what I'm talking about. You can have people, and it's in Numbers 3:12, Numbers 18:15, the same thing, where it says the woman's womb has been changed to the matrix. They are now
inside your Bible. It says the word matrix.
Yes, it does.
Not the womb.
Yeah, you can look this up.
What Bible is that?
The King James Version.
You're now the King James Version. They put the word matrix instead of womb.
No, they never did put that in there. It's been changed since you bought the Bible. That's what I'm trying to say. This has all happened within the last, I don't know, maybe year, maybe 2 years. I don't know when it happened. I don't read the Bible every day. I've had a Bible since 66. It didn't say that before. It's now saying that. These are things that are happening.
My Bible, Exodus 13:12. You shall set apart to the Lord all that first opens the womb. They're talking
yours
about
yours says the womb. Okay, when was your Bible? When is the copyright on that?
Oh, my Bible goes a little bit back. Copyright, it was last produced in 1987.
Now, see, that's too. Mine was in 1966.
Well, maybe it has to do with, this is one of the things that, may, to be honest, this is in fact a good introduction to the Mandela Effect, because this is how they get everybody confused. Everyone hears a bit of different information, and we hang on to different bits of information in our heads, and we think it's the real thing. Like the Mandela Effect, a lot of people thought he was dead. He was not dead. He was in a prison for a super long time. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the same thing, though. I mean, we've had people, something happened like that the other day where I thought somebody was dead and they weren't dead, or the laws of, oh,
see?
I know. This
there
is
you go. You thought, you know what? You thought that girl was dead over in Orlando.
Mm. No, there is a dead girl. She is,
and
there
no,
is.
No, she's not dead. I guarantee you she's
is?
Not dead.
Where do you think she is?
No, nobody died. Okay, this one's 1977. What is your 87, right?
Yeah.
This one's 77, and the one I had before it's 66. So it had to happen somewhere between those two dates, between 77 and 86. These are changed. Lonnie, I'm not trying to distort the facts.
Oh, I get you, but this is exactly how they create. And in fact, you know what, Richard? This is an interesting conversation about how part of what I discuss on this radio show really is about the brainwashing, about how now we have an entire nation of how many millions of people in this country, half of which are, you know, the voting public.
Brain dead.
I mean, we all think different things, and we're in different parts of the country of what's real, what's not real. And that
I think most
Excuse
Most people don't have a clue of what's being done to them.
No.
And the Roman Empire collapsed back in 19. The Roman Empire collapsed, and it was due to unfunded liabilities, like your pension funds. And people don't understand that they're going to get hit within the next few months. And when this woman takes over the White House, I'll guarantee it, she'll decimate this place.
Well, you know, the pensions, that's a dirty little secret. The pensions have been unfunded. And so when the piper comes to pay and people have to as it was, I think that was partly what happened in the collapse. That's partly why they did the collapse in 08, to cover up the fact that we had all these unfunded pension plans. So they could make an excuse as to why, guess what, you guys have no money. These are the net results of your... I knew somebody whose pension fund had been collapsed. His company closed doors, went to California. His pension statements all of his life said that he had $250,000. When they closed the corporation and gave him his pension funds, he had an $11,000 check because he'd worked for them for 23 years, and they only contributed the first 2 years of his entire career. And they were supposed to. It was illegal for them not to, but they did not fund his pension plan.
That's what happened with the Roman Empire. Unfunded liabilities.
And you know what's really sad? It's the same thing is going to happen. The soldiers in the Roman Empire were left on the hook. You're laughing, but they were abandoned. You know, they were seriously abandoned. This is why a lot of them went to England, because that's where they were. Nobody brought them food and supplies, so they're like, okay, we'll stay here. In those days, there were no airplanes back, you know what I mean? So it's...
No way to get back.
Well, look, this week, what did Paul Ryan say this week? Well, or who was it? Oh, one of these senators. We have to cut the funding for the VA. It's just far too expensive. Really?
Yeah.
After we've sent them to war after war after war, destroyed them mentally, emotionally, and physically, and sorry, we can send money to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Japan, even China, but we have no money for you. In my view, that is a crime. And anybody who says that ought to be kicked out and put into jail. I mean, I'm done being nice. You're going to laugh at me, but I am still calling my elected officials this week and telling them that if they give a super delegate vote to Clinton, I'm never going to vote for them again. Mm-hmm. And I knew you'd laugh.
Go get them, honey. I'm proud of you, darling. Yeah, get after them.
But you know what I have to say? I feel so disillusioned. This election has shown me that we really do not have a democracy. We don't have a voice. We don't. I mean, that's the one thing it did. This is the one year where we realized the oligarchs have come out in full force and given us the finger and like, we don't care what you guys want. We're going to do. And the fact is, the pollution is so bad. Look at Florida. Green, the bays, it's a state of emergency. Do people know about that? Florida is in a horrible state of emergency because of the pollution down there.
Yeah, and I have an ex-wife who lives there, has about $500,000 home on the beach.
Do you feel good about that?
No, I love her.
Aw.
I really do. I mean, after all these years.
That's cute.
Her name is Heather, and I tell you what, to this day, I love her.
Well, that's sweet, Richard. Well, and you know what? This is why we're on the radio. This is why we're talking about this. Really? So months ago, you told me that the gig was in, that I could hold out hope and do whatever. Didn't you tell me that you're a non-voter, that you just refused to participate?
Never voted in my life.
Right. You've refused.
I remember when I was riding my bicycle, and I learned about Kennedy's death. Personally, you know, it devastated me because we used to have fun with, you know, the Kennedys because, you know, we used to try to imitate them, mimic them when we were kids.
Oh, okay.
All right, and it was fun. And when he died, I thought, Jesus, this is terrible. And the more I learned, I thought, these guys murdered him. These guys that worked for us, these supposed mercenary crowd that run our government murdered this man.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell? So what, you know, what are you going to vote for? If they don't like him, they don't like what he does or what he says or anything else, they just whack him. And
Pretty much, that's what they did to Paul Wellstone. He gave up his life and his family. His entire family got wiped out because he was going to get to the bottom of 9/11, and guess what he did? And on the way home, they killed him.
He was a great person.
He was.
And what they did to him was unbelievable.
It was blatant, and yet how many people know who Paul Wellstone is?
Exactly. Senator that should have been... I mean, you know what? Look at who we have here now, Paul Ryan.
Right.
This guy is useless. I mean, all of them. They're in it. They're all in on it together. We talked about this before, but you don't understand. The 33rd Degree Masons run this planet, this plane.
The 33 Degree Masons?
The 33rd Degree Masons run the planet Earth, all right? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I've known them forever. I used to cater to them 50 years ago. I know who they are. I know all of them. Not all of them, but all of them that are worthy of knowing, okay? They traveled to our hotel back in the 70s, late 60s. These people run this plane, and it's not a planet, so I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, we ought to get... for a different show, because this is new information to me, so...
Yeah, I know, but we're not going to get there. We're not going to go there, all right?
Yeah, let's do
all
something.
All I'm saying is this.
We want to be alive after this show tomorrow.
I've got cops chasing me now.
Oh, God. Why?
I've had my meter changed on my box, and now I have a smart meter since our first conversation. And they say, you know, it's mandatory. You know, you have to have it or else, or da, 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 da. Okay? All I know is this.
You know, you can buy dots to protect your health from the EMF, from those radiations.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. My buddy told me about this deal you can buy from Arizona that will neutralize it. All I know is this. We are being set up to be pretty much... beaconed by this satanical force that's running this place, to the fact that we will never be able to get out of our, you know, you say moving out of the country, maybe. Where are we going to go?
That's my daughter. Uruguay? She says that. That's what my daughter says.
Why don't you go to Uruguay? You know, they've got a pretty good system down there. How about Iceland?
I could go to Uruguay. I like the idea of going to Uruguay, actually.
Uruguay is probably your best bet. They still got it together, and they got a guy that's running the place that's decent.
Does. He not only that, but the thing about Uruguay is they have a decent system that's not thoroughly corrupted yet.
Yet, exactly. But they'll get there. See, that's the problem. They're not there yet, but they'll get there. Iceland is isolated, and I don't really like the cold too well, and I wouldn't want to go there. I mean, you know, because I can't, you know, not take the cold, but it just, you know, it's not conducive to my... I want to have a place where I'm in the sun a lot, and even though I'm an old person, you know, I still like the sun. I don't like the cold.
Well, we're going to have lots of sun in the next 50 years, thanks to all the pollution that we've done to this planet.
Well, look at I'm very fortunate here. They have quit spraying the skies like they used to.
They've stopped spraying.
I feel like I'm lucky. They haven't sprayed them like they used to.
Well, they are spraying us like nobody's business.
No.
You cannot.
I've heard people say they've got twice as much as they used to.
Pretty much. That's exactly...
Maybe it's because I'm standing out there with my, you know, the Laws rockets and everything pointed at them. I don't know. Maybe not. No, who knows?
Yelling
at them, saying, you better leave me alone.
Aren't you living in, like, a little town, though, Richard, that's kind of been destroyed by the fracking industry?
We have been destroyed by the fracking industry because the ground... is not anything like it used to be. I can't grow a tree here anymore. I mean, a fruit tree.
Have you had your dirt tested for radiation? Have you sent your dirt off to
Wanted to do that, and I still don't know how to get a hold of this lady. I know you gave me the name.
Well, you know what you should do? Let's talk afterwards. Gather up some dirt, send it to me, and I'll get it to her. I see her all the time. She's up in Portland. Her name is Vimi Gurman. She's not far from me. And, in fact, I know the guy who runs her lab, and I can just send it directly to his house.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, so gather up some dirt. We need about 3 cups of dirt.
Okay.
And so, in fact, I'm going to put this out to anybody who is listening. If you want your dirt tested, send me an email at nutsforart, NutzForArt. And I will, you can send me an email and I'll send you my mailing address and you can send me some dirt. And we'll have it tested and we can see where we're at around the country. Because I think this is the thing, the dirty little secret that's coming out. This is why... We're talking about radiation in massive levels, unlike we've ever done. And the more we unpeel this onion, you know, they use it in fracking. They use it regularly now in military weapons. It's in our water. The one elephant in the room that we are not talking about whenever we talk about anything related to the climate or pollution really is radiation, or even diabetes or health effects. The number one negative effect of radiation, low-level radiation, is diabetes. And we have a diabetes outbreak among people who typically, quote, eat right. So why is that? And I think we are ignoring it. And, it is up to us to figure out how to get our dirt tested, our water tested, because the government's Look what happened in your area. Did anybody come and test your water, Richard?
Never.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I wonder sometimes, because, you know, I've lost all my neighbors.
Uh-oh.
And the banker was across the street yesterday. These people lived there for almost 10 years, and they just abandoned their house. They bought the property. They moved a trailer home in there, nice one. Set up shop. They were the ambulance people, and they closed our hospital. And there's big noises about reopening the hospital, and blah blah blah. Some people from the crooked syndicate of the world in Chicago, of all places, were going to open this place back up, but they never did.
What was the name of your hospital? What was the name of your hospital there?
Yeah, if I told you that, you know where I live.
Oh, okay.
It's on the outskirts. Let me put it this way. It's at the very, the most western part of Oklahoma. People would know where I'm talking about. And I will guarantee you, this place is brand new. It was brand new. I lived here. And then they finally opened it. The old one was still in operation when I moved here. That's how new it is. And I've lived here less than 20 years. And it was nice. And I'd walk down the halls and it would be empty.
Well, you know, the Frisk family owns all the hospitals in the United States.
Who?
The Frisk. Bill Frisk used to be the head of the Senate. And his number one job, he is a doctor. He's a, corporate doctor, obviously. He ran the Senate before Harry Reid took over. And one of his last acts, they passed a law that allowed corporations, hospitals to be owned by one primary corporation. It turned out to be his dad's.
That's why they charge you $800 for an aspirin, right?
Yes, that's because they got to make some money there, man.
Diaphragm.
But look, think about this. They really did make money. They really did make money off of this hospital being built, hospital being closed, cha-ching. They don't care. It's about the money. There is no regard for money, for human life among these people.
Never. There never will be. Unless the people get off their butts.
Well, what should we do? What are we suggesting that we do here?
We're not going out in the street with signs and not, Dana Durnford, I love that man, and I know you've been interviewing him. I love this man to death. He is the most righteous person on this planet. He has tried to save people's lives, and he's got thrown in jail for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most criminal thing I could ever imagine. Here you're supposed to live in the land of the free. Bull crap. You know what? We are living
well,
in
Well, he's
a
in Canada. He's not living in the land of the free.
It doesn't matter. He's trying to help people here. He's
yes,
trying
he
to
is.
Warn the people on the western coast. And what does he do? He winds up in jail.
That's right.
Where the hell would you ever, you know, put a guy like him in jail for? He's in a wheelchair, for crying out loud. You know?
Intimidation.
He has to sleep in a hospital bed.
That's why they do it. They do it for intimidation. That's why they do it only. That's the answer. They do it for intimidation. Because they want
to
make sure
Meghan,
that we know.
Look what they did to Meghan Rice.
Yes.
80-year-old nun.
Yes. And
put her in jail.
You notice
3 years.
We've heard nothing about her. You know why? Because she's on probation. She cannot speak out. She's this is a when we talk about living in a fascist state, this is why people prefer not to get active. Let's be clear. The reason they choose not to get active is because they know there's going to be repercussions. They know that. They know. I mean, this is what I was thinking about before we got on the air, when I was thinking about this conversation we would have this morning, knowing a little bit about where you are politically and where I'm at. Like, I think about these the police officers and the people who hold these weapons and put the gear on to go out and stand against the public. Like up in Seattle or up in Portland, our military police up there, they're harsh. They go out to the streets and they bully people. It's not like they just stand there. They chide and they you know what I mean? And none of that stuff is ever caught on camera. And if it is, it's like, it's so amazing. But who are these people that feel like we're the enemy? We're them. We're part of the same group that they are. We're not some enemy. We live on the same planet together.
You don't know who they are, but I know who they are.
Well, what do you
think? They are not from the United States.
Uh-huh. So you think that they're hiring people that are...
No, I don't think. I know. They know. I know. Okay? They are not from the United States of America. These people are not. And they've been put there for a reason. Because our people probably would not do that. It's like us going over to Iraq or Afghanistan or Libya or Syria. It's all the same. We wouldn't do that here. But our guys will do that there because they're put on, you know, they're told to do that.
Because they don't know who they are. You can kill a stranger, but you can't kill
a neighbor. Exactly.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's what we really need to do is get to... I mean, wasn't it Albert Einstein who said, look, if soldiers were forced to pull the trigger, we wouldn't have any wars.
Yeah, you're right.
You're laughing.
You know, Mark, it's just because it's an Einstein joke. And I'm not knocking him. I never knew the guy. I like some of the things he said, you know, like, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Right.
All I'm saying is this.
Is that a message to me there, Richard?
No, I'm just saying this.
I'll take it as a message.
We have a world that doesn't understand that we are being governed by another country. I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to get into it. We are not being governed by the United States of America.
You mean the Queenie? Are you talking about the Queenie?
No, not even the Queenie. The Queenie ain't nothing compared to these people.
Come on, I have to ask you.
The Rothschild bankers are controlling this planet.
Hey, so
and if you don't know
you
where
see?
The Rothschilds came from, I will guarantee you, if you look up, you know, the history behind this, folks, all right? The Khazarian facture of 1400s. These people are ruthless. They infiltrated the SS Nazi back in wherever, whenever. These people, they will kill us.
What do you think about them then with Russia? What do you think about that thing with Russia yesterday saying that they're not allowing the Rothschilds to enter their in Russia anymore? Is that
they finally got some smarts there.
Do you think that's like the Russians throwing down the gauntlet and they know they're asking for war? As soon as I heard it, I told my friend Ed, I said, you know what? That means we're going to war for sure. Like, you don't tell the Rothschilds what to do. I'm sorry.
I don't think anybody's going anywhere because they know And we'll talk about this another time, that if there was one, there wouldn't be anybody left, okay? So they're not gonna annihilate themselves. There is boundaries that you cannot cross, and shooting these guys, they have all the weaponry in the world. The Russians outnumber us as far as weaponry. They're not telling us, but I'll guarantee it. They have more sophisticated weapons, more advanced weapons. You know, these people are not stupid. And they keep thinking, you know, well, we got this F-15 fighter jet. We put $300 trillion into this project, you know. It still don't work. It has a bad operation, you know. It can't fly in the snow. It can't fly in the rain. It can't fly in the dark. It can't fly upside down. It catches fire on the tarmac, but it can sure shoot 3,300 rounds per minute. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Is that why they pursue it, because of the rounds per minute? I could never understand why we pursue these weapons that just don't function correctly. I thought it was really just them digging in.
It's a big scam. It's like NASA. You get your money. NASA has never gone anywhere but to the Bank of International Settlements up there in Switzerland. These people have never gone to the moon, haven't gone anywhere. I won't get into this right now. But these people...
You keep saying that, Richard.
Stupid people thinking that we're more stupid than they are, okay? To believe this nonsense that we're traversing around the place at 1,000 miles an hour... 6,000 miles an hour. I mean, it is hideous, the lies that they tell us constantly. And we're over here on Jupiter. We're over here on Mars. We got this one going. We can't get a shot of the Earth. Never can get it clear. We got one shot, Blue Marble. It's a CGI. It's a computer-generated image. We don't have a shot of the Earth. After all these years, since 69... when Buzzed, his name is Buzzed, B-U-Z-Z-E-D, Buzzed Aldrin and his partner, okay, went up there, supposedly, never did make it there. But they took these pictures, never, you see the pictures they took from the moon of Earth? The Earth looks real tiny. How come we can look up at the Earth, at the moon at night, and the moon is huge, and these guys are in the same place, only in the reverse opposites, and the Earth looked real tiny.
Well, doesn't this all get back to this, what we consider to be the Mandela effect, like how we all remember what history really is? This is really the social programming, and it's just to, like, mind fuck everybody. Excuse my language, but really that's all it's about, is just to make everybody wonder what's real, what's not real. How do you tell what's the truth? How do you know what's not the truth? I mean, it's really disgusting how I don't know if I'm shocked, but I guess I'm just disappointed that most people just would rather not even think about it. They don't even want to have a conversation about it.
Okay. And we walked in the classroom, the first thing you saw was a globe of the planet Earth, supposedly. And you just automatically made that as a reality. And it was bullshit.
Oh, so you're a flat earther?
I am not a flat anything. I don't know. It's one thing. This place is not what you say, what they say it is. I'm not going to say it's flat. I'm not going to say it's upside down or anything else. All I know is it's not a globe. It's not heliocentric. There's nothing to prove that will work. The curvature will go 1 mile, 8 inches squared. There is no curvature in this planet anywhere. I can see for 100 miles, and I've done it, and there's no curvature, okay? Lonnie Clark, this is bullshit. So if you want to call it flat, I'll call it flat. All I'm saying is it's not what they're telling us. And there's more land out there than they are telling us. That's why they're polluting this part of the land with Fukushima. They've killed the Pacific Ocean, the most beautiful ocean in the world, as far as I'm concerned. I grew up on that beach, all right?
They're killing all the oceans. Let's be clear. The Pacific,
yeah,
the Gulf is dead. Now with Florida and the blue-green algae that's going to go up. I mean, it's the whole thing. You know, this week, Kemp Buesler and his gang of liars, Catherine Higley and all of them, produced a scientific paper that basically stated that the Pacific Ocean is returning back to normal post-Fukushima.
Yeah, I'd like to return that bastard back to normal and get him to wake up, because I'll tell you what, it ain't... It is anything but awake. I got people out there telling me a lot different.
Right.
And, you know, the media is your breaks. You know what? The six people that own the media are the big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Time Warner, CBS, Fox News, CNN. These guys are the problem. They are the ones that are controlling the gates. They're the gatekeepers, okay? They're the ones that are feeding the rest of them baloney.
Well, you know, I actually bring it down to the individuals. I mean, I often, I still call Rachel Maddow with the Tokyo Rose Alert. The only reason I watch these shows is to really listen to the level of bullshit that they're dishing off on us.
Oh, you mean Rachel Maddow?
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. I actually, to be honest, the issue for me, one of the biggest things I just can't get off my heart is what is happening to the people in St. Louis. I cannot imagine living next, the smell that they have to endure day after day after day, and it's been going on for over 5 years. There's been a fused wrap dump site that's now being mixed in with nuclear pollution. Not only are they smelling it day after day, their drinking water is affected, their shower water is affected, their children are getting cancer, people die, every person there, it gets sick. And and our country just pretends like, that's just not a big deal. I honestly, to me, that story is the biggest story in our country. And I cannot believe that our media goes to St. Louis and is talking about race relations in St. Louis instead of the fact that we are polluting over 300,000 people at a minimum.
Because that's a distraction. A race war or race whatever, you know, and it's... That's the biggest ploy. I mean, you know, to get black against white, white against black. It's been their, you know, favorite deal to do forever, okay? And people fall for it every day. I mean that. People always will fall for it. And they'll say, oh, these people are just terrible, you know, But on the other hand, they're doing this shit way over there, which will kill you.
Well, what's ironic is, this is when I was looking at the map when I first looked at this, you know, where Ferguson is downwind of Bridgeton. Ferguson is downwind of the Westlake landfill. Those neighborhoods are all the neighborhoods that are all polluted. I mean,
yeah, I know.
It's not in the rich neighborhoods.
my son's mother lives somewhere around there. Oh, I'm just kidding. Anyhow, I've told her about this, and she's just like, well, what the hell? You know,
you got to die from something.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, I'm going to run a quarter mile here. You know, she's an avid marathon runner. She's 66 years old almost.
Wow.
And, I mean, she's,
you know,
what
this is one of the things about nuclear pollution, though. This is why people feel safe with it. You can live 40, 50 years when you're first, like this generation of people. The problem is we have not seen the pollution, the damage to our DNA. It's 4 to 6 generations before it shows up. So,
I know. It'll fry them, and it will start pretty soon.
Well,
and it's too bad.
It has started.
You know what?
And anybody that goes to the Westlake Landfill Facebook page, every week there's a child dying.
I watched you up there. I'm so proud of you. You know, when you did that report.
What report? Which one?
When you were up there and.
Oh, you mean at the Hanford?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
we're so proud of you for going up there, and I mean that.
Why, thank you, because we got a lot of really negative feedback from that. Like, you cannot imagine. Like, you guys are horrible activists, and you didn't do enough. And we were like, what the? It was actually, to be honest, going up to Hanford and standing and finding out exactly where the Columbia Generating Station is and shocked at how completely close it was to Hanford. And we did have the dirt tested. Now, one of the things that's interesting, the cesium levels were normal, but cesium dies. There were other pollutants, but one of the things that the machinery doesn't test is test for plutonium. And this is one of the things the scientists said. Look, when you have these levels of cesium, you're going to have these levels of plutonium. So it's much higher on a, it's a much higher scale of radiation out there. Those people are being exposed. But in that community, people, and it is magnificently beautiful. People really believe they're doing something good for the planet by having nuclear. They really don't comprehend that their medical conditions that pop up when they're 30, 40, 50 years old are related at all to this, or when their child is born with a hole in their heart, or when a child is mentally retarded up there. They don't connect it because the doctors tell them, no, it's not related to nuclear. And so this is, we get back to the Mandela effect. What's real? What's not real? What are we supposed to remember as real? What are the facts that we all remember to be true?
Exactly.
And, you know, what a great manipulation tool. And it's interesting because that, I looked it up. That term was actually coined by a savant, by a woman who was a spiritual person. So it's even just even having a person create that idea and calling it that gives it an air of, well, maybe we shouldn't listen to what that means. You know what I mean? That whole idea of us tuning into our third sense is something that, or the, I guess we call that the sixth sense, right? The sixth sense. When we tune into that, that's where the real life really is. And that's what, this is why people love religion, because that tunes into our sixth sense. Because anybody who was, did any research on 9/11, A, knows it's fake, and B, knows that Paul Wellstone was murdered. He was, yeah, he was killed in a car wreck, and his whole family went with him, but he was murdered, straight up. And our Congress knows that. All of these people in Congress, they're all freaking intimidated, like, what have we gotten into? We're in a den of can of worms, you know? You have a choice. Do you want to be rich, or do you want to be dead?
How about the holistic doctors? There's over 50 of them now.
Mm.
Last year have been whacked by this
Still.
Bunch of mercenaries in the
One
White House.
One died 2 days ago, and these are all the doctors that are speaking out against vaccines.
They are deaf against the vaccines with the noggles in them. All right? And this is, you know, bull, you know, them mandatory vaccine in California. Mm. You know, they always start in the biggest state. I don't know what the hell there is. I was born there, and I want to move back
there
so bad.
Let's be clear. It's mandatory vaccines if you want to work for in a child care center. That's the mandatory vaccine law.
No, they've got new laws now that say that the mother's got to sign a, what the hell it is. I read it the other day. They've got to sign a...
you mean to get into school?
You know, for the kids. That says that you are actually, because you don't want your son or daughter to have a vaccine, that you're allowing them to be, what the hell, I'm sorry, I don't have it up here.
SB2, some people who are, I know my own nieces and nephews in California are fighting against it. I mean, they refuse to vaccinate their children. My daughter hasn't vaccinated her children. And I wouldn't, I did vaccinate my children, but my children got 3 vaccines, not 52, you know, and I don't know if they worked. I mean, this is the thing. There's a lot of evidence coming out that shows that vaccines have done zero to protect anybody, nothing. So I don't know. I mean,
it's like saying that GMO foods is good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no difference. Or Oh, why don't you go down to Fukushima Daiichi and drink some gallons of water, you know, it'll be fine. And then come back here and have some GMO, and then when you're done with that, get a vaccine and you'll be fine. I guarantee you'll be dead within a week.
It says, in 2016, California parents will be forced to give their children more than 40 doses of 10 federally recommended vaccines. This open-ended mandate allows the state of California to add any additional vaccines they deem necessary at any time. The only exemption available is a medical exemption.
These are why these people are going by the wayside. And this is an evil, I don't know what else to call it.
It is evil. There really is nothing other than that to call
it. We're killing people because we don't want them to know the truth?
Well, you know, we are assets on a balance sheet. That's why. They cannot afford to have us not be buying their products. They are going, I mean, these vaccines aren't free. You have to pay for them. Somebody has to pay for them.
Yeah, so, and in the long run, you're going to really pay for them.
Yes, and again, this is the win-win. That's the win-win of it all here, Richard, is like they destroy our food supply. They destroy our water supply. We have to pay for their health care. We have to buy their genetically modified foods that make us sick. We have to go to their doctors who are minimally educated, who don't know how to heal us, and they experiment us like lab rats. All the way they empty our bank accounts, and when they have drained us completely, they turn to the federal government and say, pay the rest of the bill. I mean, cha-ching. It is the Bush crime family, when they say admission accomplished, boy, did they mean it. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really, I hope they wake up sooner than later, to be honest, because yesterday's, we started this show talking about the events of Clinton getting a free pass on, and for me, it's not even about her emails, it's not about her attitude, the server, it's about her general record of sheer disregard for human life. And I don't know anybody
can... Go back to Vincent Foster, and I mean, you know, that's clear and cut. You know, they whacked that poor bastard, you know, and that, nobody did anything about that, so I know there's not going to be anything done about her now.
No, and in fact, she's going to be even more protected, and that's the issue. That's the scary part. I mean, anyway.
Goldman Sachs, Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan, they're all going to protect her. She's always going to be protected by the money. And as soon as the money goes, and then it's a different story, but nobody's going to get to her. She will be your next president.
Well, let's hope
Sorry
not.
To say.
I am not going to say that. I refuse to admit that. I'm going to go down swinging. Seriously. And he wrote this article that said something like, why the burners are so hesitant to go for Clinton. And the whole thing, he kind of outlined all of her crimes. Like, first off, she stole the election. Second off, these crimes. He wrote this good long article, and then he wrote, well, but I guess most of us are going to hold our nose and vote for her, so we don't have to have Trump. And I was like, what? He just sort of destroyed his whole argument. I was like, what? I wrote him an article and said, how can you possibly even, I personally will never hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, honestly, I don't care who became. To me, she's probably the worst candidate that could be president. So there's nobody scarier to me than Hillary Clinton. I mean, I just don't.
Nobody realizes how scary she really is.
She's as bad as Bush was, if not worse, because Bush, at least, he pretended to be stupid. She doesn't even pretend. She's straight up evil, and she doesn't care who gets in her way. She'll knock down anyone. And her reign of murder is, there's at least 20, 30, 40 people dead in her path. Her bodyguard just got, how about that guy that was going to testify against her in this thing? Did you see that he died of a heart attack, and then a week later it came out that he didn't die of a heart attack, his throat was crushed.
The black man.
Yes, and it happened. Oh,
and
he was.
he had the barbell crushes.
He was lifting weights and he got stuck underneath it because he's so inexperienced.
Yeah, right.
He thought he'd pull it down and there was nobody there to help him and no one was in the gym and he just suffocated himself. Like, these are who writes these stories? And these people on television say it as if it's real information. That's the
kind of like the Orlando shooting and the Sandy Hoax and the rest of them. Everybody knows what's up these days, and nobody's going to go back and say, you know what, I wasn't warned. Because I'll tell you what, you people out there that don't stand up are going to get crushed.
What did the Germans say? We didn't know. Yes, they knew. You could smell the bodies burning. Yes, they knew. They knew, and they kept themselves quiet because they agreed with it. People were glad to see the Jews get cleaned out and the queers and the gypsies. They wanted them run out of town. People said nothing because they were like, finally, those people are gone. Let's just be clear about how it works in civilized, quote, civilized society. Like the Native Americans being murdered along the way. Like, this is what thing that blows me away, Richard, is people say they like Trump because he's going to make America great again. Well, how about let's just make America great first? It's never been great. It's been a murderous country from the get. We've never respected anybody's boundaries. We've never had any real... We have been a warring nation since we started. When is that going to end? Maybe when we end? I don't know.
Woodrow Wilson signed in 1913. That was the end of American... basically, all right? It just crept and crept and crept, and it's gone to this point. The Federal Reserve, you know, is just...
That was the nail in the coffin, the Federal Reserve.
It was the nail in the coffin. It
really was.
This country alive. And now it's gone, it's festered for all these years, and now it's here.
Well, and then what they've done also, we set up an educational system to teach people. Basically turned it into
an educational system is right.
Yeah.
For the stupids. Here, come and learn this. Here, come here. Come here, Johnny. I want to talk to you about that. Yeah. Here's a ball. This is our globe. We live on it. And we go, wee, 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 wee. I'll tell you, this is funnier than shit.
You're hilarious. Well, we do have, you know, I am one of those people. I think we need a public education system. We need something. We need some kind of, you know, we need an educate. We have these millions of people who, this is what's wrong, is we have a country full of people who are uneducated at this point. They go to school.
Oh, shit.
Hate education. I mean, that's what school does, teaches you to hate education, you know? It's like, dude, really.
Where the hell do you get these people from that you're teaching, that are teaching these folks? You know, I love little children. I tell you what, sometimes I drive by the park. We finally got a park after all these years I've been here. And it was donated by a kind of wealthy woman and her husband, you know, to make sure that the kids had a place to go play. And nobody's ever done that before. And I love the place. I drive by there sometimes. I hear their laughter. And you know something, Lonnie? It's the laughter that makes my heart feel so good, to hear them having fun. And I think about sometimes the people over there that were murdering, innocently murdering,
mm-hmm.
over and over, and it, and the death that must be just ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't fathom, and I can't even, you know.
Well, we can't because we've never had it on our shores. But, you know, this is the really sad part, is it's easy. This is why they use drones. This is why, as you say earlier, they're going to bring in soldiers from another nation. And
they're already here.
This is the really important. This is what I think, Richard. I think it's very important for all of us to change our mindset and to decide that we are going to figure out a solution to this. And instead of just caving in and feeling hopeless, we don't have the answers, but the answers, I believe, come to us divinely. Like, we are connected to the universe at a deep level. What they're making an attempt to do is have us feel separated from that connectedness so that we are at their mercy. And it is very important for us to keep our mindset focused on finding solutions. I said this to Kay Dry on Monday. I really believe it's very important for us to demand of the nuclear industry, of these technology industries, focus their money and their interest and their science on finding solutions. There's still plenty of money to be made. I mean, we have got to turn our planet around. It's up to us to figure it out. It's our generation. It's on our watch. I don't think it's completely unattainable, but I think it's a big challenge.
Yeah, it is a big challenge, but we could, you know, we can't sit here and wait for some guy like Jesus to come back, and that's absurd.
Yes.
That's never going to happen. You know, these people are delirious if they think that's going to happen. What we need is to get off our ass, and, you know, I'm in my 60s and latter 60s going into, but people need to get off their butts. And stand up and not let this happen, because they'll just walk over us.
Oh, they are walking over us, as we see in St. Louis, and this is the hard part. In St. Louis, there's a huge community of activists, right? Maybe 15, 20,000 people. But the community is several million. 300,000 people are living right next door to the landfill where it smells. And they're just willing to go, oh, yeah, that's that smell of the dump. We live next to the dump. And, oh, yeah, my kids are getting sick. It's just, I honestly, this is why I take to the airwaves three times a week. I want to inspire people to find their courage, to find their voice, to find themselves so that they can move forward and we can actually get to the business of saving our planet.
You will do it.
Well,
you're
Richard,
a good person.
I hope we can. I hope we all do it together. I hope we all do it together. And I do want to have you back on because I would like to talk to you a little bit about your knowledge about the Masonic. That
oh, the Masonic Order?
I've never.
You know, I need to talk to you about this because I took care of him for almost over a decade.
Okay.
And the Scottish Rite and everything else. So it's a very important issue.
Well, let's have you back on. We have 30 seconds left. I really want to thank you for joining us. This has been Richard Arthur. He is a citizen who contacted me who's been out in Oklahoma and his land has been destroyed by the fracking industry. He knows firsthand he has been the victim of the technologists. Sounds like at a deep level. So I appreciate you being here with us, Richard. It's been really awesome.
I appreciate you, Juan.
Well, I encourage everyone to take some action, find your voice, put your courage feet on. It is really up to us. It's on our watch. The planet is being devastated, and I believe we can change it. So we'll talk with you soon.